Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Persons with sickle cell disease can now benefit from subsidized costs for medications as the disease has been added to the National Health Fund's Individual Benefits Program. We'll tell you more in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us.
Sickle cell disease affects the quality of life, not only for the individuals suffering with the illness, but also their family and friends. There are many occasions where young persons are unable to attend school for weeks and later in life work due to this illness.
Chairman of the NHF, Sterling Suarez, highlighting some effects of sickle cell disease on individuals suffering from the condition. Persons living with sickle cell disease are now receiving the necessary support towards purchasing medications for the illness. This follows announcement that the condition has been added to the National Health Fund, the NHF Individual Benefits Program, effective June 30.
Well, I'm overjoyed actually because most of our medications that we'll take was very costly. And so now it means that a greater number of us can get medicines at a reduced cost. And I really, really appreciate what the NHF and the Ministry of Health has done for us.
Beneficiary Arlene McFarlane. She's among thousands of Jamaicans who will be benefiting under the program. Another sickle cell patient, Keena Ward, has high praises for the NHF.
I think it's a great, great initiative. We have waited a long time for this, and now, you know, we are all excited about it, but with deep conviction that, you know, things can move forward. So today I'm just so excited about all those different drugs for persons who are growing up with the disease, not like myself who are already grown, but persons who are, you know, just born with it. It's a very good thing.
Approximately $211 million have been allocated for the initiative.
We have no doubt that this benefit will be of significant assistance to better manage and control sickle cell for patients and thereby improve their quality of life.
Chairman of the NHF, Sterling Suarez. The addition of sickle cell disease to the NHF's Individual Benefits Program brings the number of chronic illnesses covered by the agency to 16.
The benefits include a total of 18 drugs, representing approximately 250 presentations that are more commonly prescribed for the control and reduction of acute complications related to sickle cell disease.
Chief Executive Officer at the NHF, Everton Anderson. The sickle cell benefit will cover 18 active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, for treatment of the disease. Included are 16 APIs currently covered for other conditions and two new active ingredients, hydroxyurea and morphine. Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson says the initiative is indicative of the government's thrust to improve the management of sickle cell disease in Jamaica.
This historical moment is significant for persons who live with sickle cell disease, their caregivers and other loved ones, as their burden is lessened in accessing medication that will help to alleviate a myriad of acute complications. In the health sector, we too find this moment significant because what we are in fact achieving through this initiative is the provision of greater accessibility to healthcare for an extended number of persons who have a chronic illness.
Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson. Persons with NHF cards can visit any of the 408 participating pharmacies across the island to receive medication. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With student engineer Casita Irving, I am Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.